Yeah, now looking at the pictures from the website, well, from the eBay listing, it looks like a classic, you know, RSS or CTS, you know. It looks like it comes up with, you know, all your fields and everything, and so it just, it's puzzling me that you would need that, you know. I don't know why, but the only thing I would say, I like everything about it, you can do FTP, but the one thing that you got to get the audio up, and I don't think you're going to be able to do that without the cable and the software, because the audio is pretty low on that thing. You know, we've been ignoring it because, you know, you're waiting for the software and the cable, but that'd be the one thing. Other than that, yeah, I mean, what else can't you do? You can do pretty much anything, unless you don't have enough capacity. You know, how many channels is it? You know, if you get one zone, 16 channels, so you got six. It's a 16-channel radio. Now, granted, you can put anything you want in, but you know, you might want 32 or, you know, 48. You know, so that would be another reason to have the software so you could expand. I don't know. It might already have, you know, 2-3 zones. So, but yeah. Anyhow, it's a pretty cool little radio. You know, it's deceiving though. The price is really, really low. But then by the time you go out and get a battery and an antenna and a charger and all that other stuff, you know, you are getting up into the Motorola range. So you got to give that a thought, too.